I'm Mackenzie Bates, Alabama Public Radio News. The daughters of Martin Luther King Jr. and Governor George Wallace met with Governor Robert Bentley today. It's all part of a ceremony to mark the 50th anniversary of the Selma to Montgomery Voting Rights March. It was on this date in 1965 that Dr. King led the procession to Alabama's state capitol. APR spoke with Bernice King during the remembrance of Bloody Sunday in Selma. She says voting rights are being challenged in the U.S. and the fight has to go on.
There's so many things that have threatened the right of people today with the gutting of the Voting Rights Act, and even here with the voter ID laws that have been put in place. It seems like we're taking a step back, but it's also an opportunity.
King is referring to a U.S. Supreme Court decision to remove election oversight through the Voting Rights Act. Be sure to join APR this Friday for the documentary More Bridges to Cross. That's Friday at 7 p.m. on Alabama Public Radio. Shelton State Community College will be opening an exhibit this afternoon commemorating the experience of Alabamians in the Holocaust. APR's Alex Aubuchon has more.
Darkness into Life is a multimedia exhibit that will tell the stories of 20 Alabama Holocaust survivors. Painter Mitzi Levin and photographer Becky Seitel weave together still images, various paintings, and text to tell a story of the Holocaust that hits close to home in Alabama. Of the 20 survivors depicted in the exhibit, 16 are still alive. Levin says none of their survivors enjoys telling their stories, but they want to speak for those who are less fortunate. Levin also says it's vital that today's generation learns about the genocide of 6 million Jews during World War II. Darkness into Life will be available to view until April 10th at the Cadence Bank Art Gallery at Shelton State Community College. I'm Alex Aubuchon, APR News.
Jefferson County health officials are responding to a case of tuberculosis at Homewood High School. Homewood City School Superintendent Bill Cleveland says staff offered voluntary TB tests for students and staff today after a freshman tested positive for the disease. According to the Center for Disease Control and Prevention, tuberculosis is a bacterial infection that usually targets the lungs but might also impact other areas of the body. Partly cloudy skies in the Tennessee Valley this evening, lows in the upper 50s. Mostly cloudy in central Alabama tonight, lows in the mid to upper 50s. And in Mobile and the Gulf Coast, mostly cloudy skies tonight, lows in the mid 60s. 73 in Mobile, 79 in Jasper and Birmingham, and 75 in Florence and Huntsville. I'm Mackenzie Bates, APR News.